USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he's glad House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has ended a one-woman blockade on moving articles of impeachment to the Senate.
Well, I'm glad the Speaker finally realized she never had any leverage in the first place to dictate Senate procedure to senators and is giving in to bipartisan pressure to move forward.
McConnell also calls the House impeachment case rushed, weak, and incomplete. The Houston Astros are parting ways with general manager Jeff Luhnow and manager A.J. Hinch over a sign-stealing scandal.
We need to move forward with a clean slate, and the Astros will become stronger, a stronger organization because of this today.
Astros owner Jim Crane made the announcement shortly after Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred said the pair would be suspended for the entire 2020 season. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Attorney General Bill Barr is calling the December shooting at a Pensacola Naval Air Station an act of terrorism. The murderer was a Saudi Air Force officer who was part of a training mission at the base. The shooter was motivated by jihadist ideology. The Oscar nominations are out. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Oscar nominations for the 92nd Academy Awards have been announced for Best Picture.
The Irishman, Martin Scorsese. Joker, Todd Phillips. 1917, Sam Mendes. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Quentin Tarantino. And Parasite, Bong Joon-ho.
Nice.
I did it. Thank you so much.
The Oscars will be handed out on February 9th.
Thank you, Chris, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Protesters are angry in the streets of Tehran after a Ukrainian plane was shot down accidentally. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the story.
The military acknowledged it had launched missiles that brought down a Ukraine International Airlines jet, killing all 176 people on board. On Fox News Sunday, White House National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien was asked if he thinks Iran will come to the table now.
What's going to cause them to negotiate is the pressure on their economy. And when you've got students out chanting death to the dictator, and when you have thousands of Iranians out protesting the street, that's the sort of pressure that's going to bring them to the table. And listen, the president has made it very clear to Iran, we're not talking about regime change. We want to see an Iran that forswears nuclear weapons, that stops taking Americans hostage, that stops supporting proxies and terrorism in the region, and stops building these ballistic missiles, which we saw them launch last week.
And going a little bit more in depth on that story, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is receiving some criticism for her comments on ABC's This Week regarding the protests going on in Iran.
There were protesters in the streets before against the regime. After the taking out of Soleimani, there were protesters in the street joined together, as you know, against us. That wasn't good. Taking down this plane is a terrible, terrible tragedy, and they should be held accountable for letting commercial flights go at a time that was so dangerous. But there are different reasons why people are in the street.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.